lounging by the pool, barbecuing, freezing in the near Arctic temperatures in the office. It doesn't get more summery than this. And just when you thought you were riding the high of the season, you get another Easter egg in the form of this podcast. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. How is the IRS helping taxpayers navigate stock-based compensation? Which country is tackling transfer pricing adjustments and map requests in its latest circular? And why is Oman suspending country-by-country reports? We've got these stories for you hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Oman is pumping the brakes on country-by-country reports. The tax authority revealed its plan to suspend requirements until further notice, an interesting choice considering the country just introduced them in September 2020. In the most recent published alert, the Oman Tax Authority irons out who falls into the exempt category. Interested? We thought you'd be. The suspension applies to multinational groups whose parent entity resides outside of Oman. While it's a nice reprieve for the applicable group, it's important to note that not all requirements have been taken off the table. The country-by-country notification requirement is still very much mandatory. You're welcome. They say those who forget history are condemned to repeat it, which is just what the IRS does not want you to do. The Internal Revenue Service published a legal advice memorandum on cost-sharing agreements with a reverse clawback provision inspired by its legal brawl with Altera. In case you need a refresher, the IRS and Altera went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2019 over the inclusion of stock-based compensation in cost-sharing agreements. Altera opposed its inclusion and lost, and the Supreme Court refused to hear its appeal last June. Ouch. As for the recent memo, it looks at incidents where stock-based compensation is not included in cost-sharing agreements, but a reverse clawback provision is. A reverse clawback, which sounds more like a yoga move than a tax provision, is when a taxpayer must include stock-based compensation amounts that were previously omitted into their cost pools because of a triggering event like a court decision. The memo provides three conclusions regarding the taxable year of inclusion for any IRS adjustments, the impact of any IRS adjustment on any reserve clawback true-up obligation, and the IRS's authority to make other adjustments to ensure the arm's length principle is met. Our final tax news story takes us to the Great White North. Canada has released Circular 7117R6, Competent Authority Assistance under Canada's Tax Conventions, to address administrative changes which apply to a multitude of topics, including, drumroll please, transfer pricing. As per the circular, the CRA will accept a Canadian taxpayer's downward transfer pricing adjustment request if the following conditions are met. The request is completed within the treaty's specified time frame. The applicable tax authority has signed off on an upward adjustment, and the foreign competent authority has demonstrated efforts to resolve the case. The circular also says that MAP settlements should plan to be resolved within 2 years. Assuming that the required information has been obtained. And would you look at that? You are all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing, why not make this a weekly thing? Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. We're cruising through summer 2021, and it'll be fall before we know it. On the bright side, we've got something that will continue to pick up speed even after your tan fades. The transfer pricing news. You know where to find it. We'll catch everyone next week.